Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
It's the Sedaza Show.
You all awake over there?
Of course we're awake. What are you talking about?
Oh,
God.
You're on the air.
Of course we're on the air. Of course we're on the air.
Oh.
Apparently, I've got to do this.
Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
apparently I'm on.
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roots. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Oh dear, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday.
The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Can it, you nit!
Be careful, Ruka, forever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's, your kitchen is shite. We know, get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Apparently I'm going through some technical difficulties right here.
Apparently so. However, we will get on with it. So, last time we were on the show, which was last week, Driz and Green Hood and Pink Hood were going over safe. Not only that, we are back. Not only that, we start tonight with a call from the United States to France.
Oh no.
On hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Oh no.
Me.
Not
Trump.
You. Not you.
This is America's...
Yes, Donald, what do you want?
Hey, man, listen. I just called to let you know that your country...
My country what?
Inferior to our country. Because we are great because of me. because of Trump.
Okay.
Believe me.
Donald, look, both countries are great. Both countries are fantastic. Your country is shit. Do you know why your country is shit? Because you are running
white.
Like a business. You were saying?
The stock market has been up.
The stock market has always been up. I just wish that the European market was up. Do you know?
We have the best people in office.
You have the shittiest people in office. Look at what you did to Hillary. Look at what you did to her. Do you do that
to
all women? Putting around the country?
It's all Crooked Hillary's fault.
No, it's not.
That hit her emos.
Excuse me?
He deserves to be
excuse
in jail.
Excuse me, what?
That's
excuse
right.
Excuse me.
He deserves to be in jail. Why?
Who wait. Back the truck. Back the lorry up. Who deserves to be in jail? Who?
She deserves to be thrown in jail.
She does not deserve to be thrown in jail. Look, if I were her, I'd be kicking your ass out of the White House right now. Because it is 1 year since they stupidly elected you. And Obama
people
is laughing
me.
His ass off.
People love me.
People love you. People.
I speak the best words. I have the best words. I have the best language. People
you do not have
me.
The best language. If you're going to refer to our African countries as assholic. As shitholes. As foreign shitholes. That's all I have to say.
I never said that.
You did say that. John said that you said that. That chief of staff, whatever his name is, he said you said that. You can't
it's
do that.
Fake it's fake news.
It's not fake news, Donald. There are women protesting your expulsion. And all you say is, I have the best language. I am going to kill them. Crooked Hillary. I eat Big Macs on Fridays. Where do you get the nerve?
Melania, she loves me.
Melania loves you because she just has a ring around her finger. You have just basically, you have shut down the government over the weekend and you invite me to a state dinner?
Oh, please. I say we make America great again. MAGA. And
oh,
I will keep on tweeting. Why? Because I am the people's champion. Trump is king.
Excuse me, that is my signal. Who? What were you saying?
Trump is king.
No. I am king. And so you do as what I say. You invite me to state dinner next week. And we will talk.
And sure, you can come over and we can eat Big Macs and fries, because our food is the best. Our big, fat, food is the best food on Earth.
Okay, Donald. You need to hang up this phone. Because we have baguette, we have macarons,
We have a lot of good pastries.
But poop?
Excuse me? Excuse me, moi?
I heard you say McPoop.
I did not say McPoop. I said macarons. 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 I said that. That's what I said.
It's macaroni. Macaroni.
No. No. There's no.
Macaroni.
No.
Spaghetti.
No.
Meatballs.
No. 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 No.
KFC. Fried chicken.
No. No. No.
I've eaten that my whole entire life. And I felt great. Every day.
You eat KFC. Okay. Donald, how do you expect to feel great when you have KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, Chow Man? You drive a truck like you drive a fire truck like it's going out of style, and you insult our country. How is that possible? And you're in the middle of a government shutdown, too.
Well, it's all Obama's fault, and it's all the Democrats' fault.
We'll
play that same bar right now. If they had listened to me, the genius, none of this would happen.
Listen. You are not a genius. You never will be a genius. You are so unstable that your health advisor basically said, you look beautifully fat in a great, good, fat suit.
I'm fat.
And not only that, you are you are rumored to have heart disease. Half of my cows don't have heart disease. Do you know what they have?
What?
Meat. And bones. And not only that, Sarkozy could not give a shit about you.
Fake news. Fake news.
Okay.
If I have to hear
or see anything about fake news, I will kill you. I won't kill you, but I don't know what I'll do. I won't come to your state dinner. That's what I can do. I can stay here.
Well,
you know?
To France. And speak to the French people and get to shake hands with the whites.
No. I was talking to Merkel earlier, and I was saying to her, so they're having women's marches. And we both agreed that they are great. They were fantastic. They were fantastic because they were protesting you. Because you are so dumb. But of course, we have to keep...
A dumb genius.
No, you're not a genius. You graduated Wharton. And what did that really get you?
Businesses, hotels.
No.
I ran my own show on The Apprentice.
No, that was a fake reality show built on a fucking cloud. You know, I mean, seriously, it's not hit or miss with you, but it's a definite miss. I'm really sorry. I cannot come. My schedule has been shut down. I really cannot come. I'm so sorry. I really cannot come.
You
I will not
must.
Be seeing you next Tuesday.
So I can shake your hands longer than I shook the Japanese Prime Minister's hands.
That's because he was allergic to you.
No, he wasn't. He loved
yes,
me.
Yes, he was. You disrespected his food, you disrespected his hospitality, and then you disrespect him. Let's not even go into that.
Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel.
She likes me. Why?
No.
Greatest. The greatest genius that ever lived. The greatest
Angela
genius
Merkel
ever created.
Is, she's actually on the other line. Do you want me to go come and fetch her?
Go ahead. Because I'm Trump.
Okay, please hold. Hello?
Angela? It's Trump.
Oh, no.
It's
no.
Me.
Oh, no.
The king of the world.
No. No. They are not having this conversation.
Yes, we are.
They are not. If it can be avoided, they are not. See, I told you, Trump. I told you not to mess with. I know. We were talking earlier. Weren't we, Vikram? Yeah.
You came over.
What do you mean?
You came to the White House. And I decided to tell everyone the truth. I told the truth about
that
a country.
That you are a dirty, filthy liar that got yourself off of the NAFTA agreement?
Yes. I'm proud to say I did it.
You did what? What did you do? Yeah, what did you do? What did you do? What exactly did you do?
I did a lot of things.
You did not. You're an unstable genius, and this conversation is over. I have a country to run, Donald. What?
The tax bill, the economy, jobs.
No.
Employment. Did I mention jobs? Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Okay. Emmanuel. Do you want to tell him? No. I cannot tell him. Then I will tell him. How can you tell him? I will just simply do it. What do you mean? I will do it. I will not only do it. I will do it in style. Trump? Donald?
What?
Donald?
What?
Donald?
Yeah.
You have ruined the economy. You have ruined women. Women are holding marches. Yes. They are. Women are holding marches. So you cannot grab them by the pussy. We will not be at your state dinner. I will certainly not be at my state dinner. Yeah, they're right. I mean, look. I will definitely not be at his state dinner. Sorry.
Well, fine then. Don't come. You're fired.
You can't fire me. No. You cannot fire me.
You are banned. You are fired from coming to the White House.
I am banned and, okay, I am not banned or fired from the White House. That's impossible. You can't ban or fire somebody from the White House. That's absurd.
I'm Trump. I'm the king. And I said,
you are Trump and you are lousy.
Fired.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Okay. How do I get off this call? No.
I'm the best. I made America great again.
You made America shit again.
Obama out of office.
You what, Obama out of office?
I threw Obama out of office.
You did not throw Obama out of office.
That whole birth certificate. That thing's a lie. It's a scam. A sham. I still want the truth.
Are you finished yet?
No. No.
So, are you going to be like Martin Luther and just pant shit to the door?
I got all day. Have all day.
Unfortunately, I do not. I am 6 hours ahead of you, and it's almost dinner.
Believe me, folks. Believe me. All the stuff they said about me, not true. Don't listen.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right.
I can talk about me all day. It's all about me, 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 me. King Trump.
Okay. All right. You.
King Trump. Did I mention Jobs? Jobs created by me? Jobs. Low unemployment. 4%. Dow. 26,000. Going up and up and up.
Okay. All right. So, we are going to go because we have lives in our countries. And we will not see you next week.
Don't come then. I say you're still fired. And I'm the best. And I'm going to talk about me, me, me. And that I'm a genius. And I am the king. And I am rich. And I'm a billionaire.
Okay, right. Moving on then. God. Driz.
Yo.
Driz.
What's up?
Okay. Right. So that was a phone call, wasn't it? That was the phone call. That was a phone call. That was the weirdest phone call. I mean, seriously. Jesus. What a wanker. I mean, honestly?
This guy's so full of himself. It's disgusting.
I mean, it's not like they have lives. Clearly, they said they had lives. Right?
Yep.
You did hear them.
Lives. I heard them loud and clear.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, fact is that he wants to go nuclear. That's the thing, right? This whole entire weekend, I don't know about you, but I was watching the things in the country, right? And
the government
shutdown, right? Yeah. And honestly, it was atrocious. Nobody could really agree on anything. I mean, nothing. You know.
Everybody pointed the finger at one another.
And
Republicans
yet,
pointed at Democrats, and Democrats blaming the Republicans for their lack of understanding. It's basically a game of it's your fault. You told the teacher, and now you got us all in trouble. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. It's your fault. Your fault.
It's like the Cold War, right? And you know how we got to this point is beyond me. I mean, and
I mean, I paid attention to it, but everything just stops, right? So, at one point, the Statue of Liberty was closed down, right? At another point, early in the week, Dr. Romney is saying that he is making all types of excuses, from his cholesterol problems to how they're going to get him down, right? And then they had more. They had more stuff, right? They had more stuff.
More baggage. And
then was the anniversary of his inauguration, which he decides to throw a party while the government is shut down.
He's a big fool. When the government shuts down and you want to go party your butt off in Mar-a-Lago when your whole country is in complete ruin. I mean,
right.
You have to be at a high level of stupid to even
at a high level
going to party yourself.
Right. You have
folks the claims of being a great president, knowing that your country is in deep trouble. And
right.
You still want to divert away from reality and say, oh, I'm the best president. I've made America great again. And how? By a shutdown? By not even being able to agree on a sticking bill?
Right.
Oh, no.
Fact is just, like, he couldn't even come up with anything. It is kind of, well, stupid, because if you can't come up with anything, right, and you are literally,
and what the heck are you doing?
Exactly. You know, you shut the government down, you let them shut the government down, and then you don't do anything about DACA, right, which is what the entire nation is, or at least democratic nation, is concerned about, right? So, here you have, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You're all weekends. All weekend.
By playing a tug of war. You're dragging each other. You're trying to drag each other down.
I mean, and the thing is, and then he just signed the bill to keep the government open until the 8th of February, which means that there's going to be another government shutdown, though we can't.
Well, if they don't resolve anything, which is highly likely right now, then that will happen. Just like what we witnessed this weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be another government shutdown, and then it's going to affect the economy. And the Statue of Liberty is going to close down for an extended period of time.
Right.
From there on, it's just going to be deja vu once it happens again.
And then, of course, Lindsey Graham, you know, slams the Trump aide for making negotiations on behalf of immigration. I shouldn't be doing that. I mean, like, everything that is in fire and fury. And the fact is, like, we heard at the top of the show, we heard it. You know, Macron is pissed. Macron is absolutely pissed off.
He's as mad as a dog.
So is Merkel. I mean,
well, Merkel, she really doesn't like Trump after he claimed fake news at a press conference last year and gave him that look.
And, you know,
the look that we've seen around the world.
It was the look of, okay, now, you know, women's marches were going on this weekend, right? Which is fantastic. right? And then disability marches was also going on. You know, every type of thing was going on. And good for them. Because, honestly, we do want him out. It's going to take a while. You know,
yeah. Three more years ago.
You going to say something?
That's like, might as well get Pence out, too.
I mean, I don't know if that's actually, you know, a thing that you can... If you get the president out, you can't really get Pence out because, well,
which I probably see him as.
They keep saying.
But that's just my opinion.
No. They can do it. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, right? But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody. And even if, for some apparent reason, everything continues to go to shit. Well, no, because, you know, let's just say everything will go to shit automatically, right? So, we'll know because we'll be in a Great Depression, right? We'll
but
know.
That will probably crush the 5,000 or even
right.
lower.
Right. I mean, it's only his base that is rooting for him now. That's it. You know, and the fact is that the moderate center citing progress in talking, like, I was viewing CNN on my lunch break, right? And all the way in Britain, right? And the fact is that, like, we get news later, right? Or just at the same time, right? And really, the standard, I mean, the fact is that it goes a government shutdown, and then he also has a conflict of interest with Medicaid, and just violate the requirements with Medicaid, claiming that, oh yeah, it's not an entitlement so much as it is a new work requirement. So you have to work to get Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
When Medicaid is a public program. Right? So, you know, in missing the boat, right, for people with invisible disabilities like autism, ADHD, all that, they're saying, oh, yeah, you have to go back to work.
Like, how?
How? How do you go back to work if you don't have a degree? Well, you go to college. Some people, Donald, can't afford college.
College.
Just the facts.
The facts, poor income residents.
You know, poor income.
May not have had a bad economic start to life, so they have to work two, sometimes even three jobs to make ends meet, to support their
right.
families.
And the fact is that, like, oh, so there. You just keep working your ass into the ground like Hitler did to the Jews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, that's what it is, right? I mean, it just, I don't think this is going to come, but if it does, the labor force participation rate is defined as a section of working population in the working population of 16 to 64, okay? Keep that in mind, 16 to 64, that's your entire life. So you work for your entire life?
You work and you slave yourself.
Yeah, you do.
The big man. Big boss man.
But the fact is that in violating that and saying, oh, yeah, people have to work, that's violating the rules of how Medicaid was set up. You know, which gives
right.
Mueller more shit to go down, you know. Pretty much.
At this
point, Mueller
just might as well just hurry up with this investigation and
the fact is that yeah, we have a checks and balance system for a reason, right? I think that everybody's going to use that checks and balance system. And then, not only that, but, you know, in factors of, everything's going to figure something out. You know, more Democrats are getting elected. Right? So, if more Democrats are getting elected, then...
That's going to be the case for the midterms this year.
Exactly. Get them by the midterms.
What happened last month when Alabama elected the first Democratic senator?
Right.
Over 50 years. That tells you something. That tells you that this country has seen the leadership from the GOP, and it hasn't been a good example from the start.
Right. And the fact is that it hasn't been a good example, period. You know, we've had a year, and all they've done is the tax bill and...
That fraud of a bill.
Yeah, the fraud of the bill.
Damn.
Try to do Medicare. They haven't done much. You know?
And the healthcare bill?
Oh, yeah, the other healthcare bill.
Total fail. Three times.
I mean, three times. It took them so many times. I mean, like, how many years does it take a person to pass a health bill? Oh, yeah, 8. You know.
Had their chance when Obama was around. Now that they finally got the chance, they couldn't even do that.
Yeah, and then, you know, he's like, it's all Crooked Hillary's fault. It's all Obama's fault. It's all this fault. It's all that. How do you stop yourself, Donald? Do you have a shrink? No, you probably don't. And now he's like, I'm fit. If you're so fit, then why do you constantly eat grease? Has anyone ever introduced you to a vegetable? A carrot? A cucumber? Pickle? Pickles are vegetables. You know, really. And
I've never ever seen him eat a vegetable. He always eats steak.
I don't think anybody has. I think he hides his vegetables in the medicine cabinet.
French fries do not count as a vegetable.
No. Last time I checked, they were the canola oil and they were totally not counting as vegetable. You know, they're dipped in canola oil and yeah. You know what I mean? Dipped in the canola oil. And, literally, you know, they don't count as, like, I've never seen somebody eat a vegetable. A vegetable is a potato, right? That's a ground vegetable, right?
Yes.
You have potatoes and carrots, not french fries and carrots. No, sweet potatoes, fries do not count as carrots. Don't think of that. You know, sweet potato fries don't count as carrots. They count as sweet potato fries. You know, And yet, he kind of thinks that that they still do. Oh, God. Well, yeah, in terms of tonight, it's our first night back with all of us, or at least the guys. Pink Hood is out. Green Hood will be back on Wednesday. Or no, Monday. Black Hood will be back on Wednesday. He's been absent. But, I guess that's all we have, I mean, for tonight. However, on Wednesday, we'll pick it up with what is going on in terms of the Senate and what is going on after the government shuts down, whether we get DACA, whether we don't get DACA, and students are now creating devices to simulate the impact of people with disabilities. So we'll pick that all up on Wednesday, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Later.